Okay, let's get started with the mini story lesson for the No Belief article. Here we go. First, just listen to the story. Once, there was a guy named Zed. Zed fervently believed he was better than everyone else. He knew with certitude that he was the smartest and best person in the world. He had a grandiose view of himself. This idea was unmutable. One day, Zed's friend Shannon meandered up to him and said to him, "Your ideas about yourself don't jibe with reality. You failed high school. You're ugly, and everybody hates you, except me." Shannon tried to provoke Zed with these words. She hoped to transmute his dogmatic belief into kindness and understanding. But Zed ignored her. He said, "I failed high school because I was smarter than the teachers and they hated me. And you are just jealous that I'm better than you and everyone loves me." Shannon was incredulous. She couldn't believe Zed was so foolish and stupid. "So much for reality," she said, and walked away. Okay, now let's listen again. I will ask questions to help you understand the new vocabulary better. You can use your pause button after I ask a question, pause, because I ask the questions very quickly. So if you need to pause, go ahead, pause and answer the question in your head, or you can say it out loud if you want to. Okay, here we go. Once there was a guy named Zed. Zed fervently believed he was better than everyone else. Was this a weak belief that Zed had? Did he believe it just a little bit? No, of course not. He fervently believed he was better. Did he strongly believe he was better? Yes, he did. He fervently believed he was better. Did he fervently believe he was better? Or did he believe just a little bit, weakly? Did he weakly believe? Well, of course, he fervently believed he was better. He strongly believed he was better. How was his belief? Was it a weak belief? No, it was a fervent belief. He fervently believed he was better than everyone else. In fact, he knew with certitude that he was the smartest and the best man in the world. Did he have doubt about his belief? No, no doubt. He believed with total certitude. He was completely sure. Did he have any doubt at all? No, he believed with total certitude. He was completely sure. How did he believe? Did he believe just a little bit? No, he believed totally, completely, 100% he was sure. He had total certitude that he was the smartest and the best person in the world. Was this a true view of himself? No, no, no. He had a grandiose view of himself. Was his view of himself too big? Too much? Yes, that's right. It was too much. It was a grandiose view of himself. Did he have a humble view of himself? Was he quiet and humble? No, he had a grandiose view of himself, a very big, dramatic view of himself. He had a grandiose view of himself. Did his friend have a grandiose view of herself? Well, I don't know, but no, I don't think so. No, she didn't. He, Zed, had a grandiose view of himself, but Shannon did not. Shannon was okay, she was normal. But she knew that Zed's view was grandiose. Was Zed's idea, his belief in himself, was it changeable? No. This idea was unmutable. It was unmutable, could not be changed. Could this idea be changed? No, it could not. Why not? Because it was unmutable. Was his idea mutable or unmutable? Well, it was unmutable, not changeable. Could Shannon change his idea? No, she couldn't, because his idea about himself was unmutable, could not be changed. Still, Shannon tried. One day, his friend Shannon meandered up to him and said, "Your ideas about yourself don't jibe with reality." Did she walk directly to him very fast? No, she meandered up to him. Did she run up to him? No, she did not. She meandered up to him. Who meandered up to Zed? Well, Shannon meandered up to Zed. Did she walk slowly, maybe not in a straight line, kind of slowly come up to him? Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what she did. She meandered up to him. She slowly kind of walked up to him, maybe stopping a little, going to the left, going to the right. And finally, she comes to him. She meandered up to him. After she meandered up to him, what did she say? Well, she said, "Your ideas about yourself don't jibe with reality." Did his ideas about himself, jibe with reality? No, they did not. Did they agree with reality? No. His idea and reality were totally different. His ideas about himself and reality did not jibe, right? His ideas did not jibe with reality. Did her ideas jibe with reality? Yes, they did. Her ideas did jibe with reality. She said, "Oh, you failed high school. You're ugly, and everybody hates you." Unfortunately, this is true. Zed really was ugly, and he really did fail high school, and everyone really did hate him, except for Shannon. So Shannon's view did jibe with reality, but Zed's view of himself did not jibe with reality. So Shannon tried to provoke Zed with these words. Did she try to provoke him with kindness? No, she didn't try to provoke him with kindness. Did she try to provoke him with tough words, hard words? Yes, that's right. Shannon tried to provoke him with hard, tough words. Did she want to get a strong reaction? Did she want a strong reaction from Zed? Yes, that's right. She tried to provoke him. She wanted him to react. She wanted him to change his mind. Did she try to provoke her mother? Oh, no, of course not. Who did she try to provoke? She tried to provoke Zed. She tried to provoke Zed, her friend. Okay, and why? Why did she try to provoke Zed? Well, she hoped to transmute his dogmatic belief into kindness and understanding. She wanted him to become kind and understanding. Did she want to change his strong belief into kindness? That's right. Yes, she did. She wanted to transmute his belief, "I'm the best," into kindness. Oh, I want to help people. Right? She wanted to transmute his strong belief into kindness. Did she want to transmute his appearance, how he looked? No, she didn't care about that. She didn't want to transmute his appearance. Did she want to transmute his intelligence, change his intelligence? No. She didn't care about his intelligence. She didn't want to transmute his intelligence into kindness. What did she want to transmute? She wanted to transmute his belief. What kind of belief was it? Was it a flexible belief? No, not a flexible belief. It was a dogmatic belief. Very strong. Total faith in this belief. It is correct. It is always correct. I am right. Everyone else is wrong. That's a dogmatic belief. Was his belief about himself dogmatic? Yes, it was. It was a dogmatic belief. Did he dogmatically believe he was the best? Yes, that's correct. He dogmatically believed he was the best. Did he have a dogmatic religious belief? No, he didn't have a dogmatic religious belief. He wasn't religious. Did he have a dogmatic scientific belief? No. He didn't care about science. He didn't have a dogmatic scientific belief. What kind of dogmatic belief did he have? Well, he had a dogmatic belief about himself. He thought he was the best. Did Zed listen to Shannon's words? Was he provoked? Did he change? Did he transmute this arrogance, this dogmatic belief? No, he did not. Zed ignored her. He said, I failed high school because I was smarter than the teachers and they hated me. And you, Shannon, you're just jealous that I'm better than you and everybody loves me. How did Shannon feel when she heard these words? Was she surprised? Yes, she was surprised. She was incredulous, very surprised. Was she angry? No, she was incredulous. She was surprised. Was she sad? No, she wasn't sad. She was incredulous. She was very surprised, shocked. Was she incredulous about his looks because he was ugly? No, she knew he was ugly. She was not incredulous about his looks. Was she incredulous about his clothes, how he dressed? No, she wasn't incredulous. She wasn't surprised about his clothes. What was she incredulous about? She was incredulous about his words, his reaction. He said, oh, I'm the best. Everyone's jealous, and you are jealous. She was stunned. She was shocked. She was incredulous. She couldn't believe Zed was so foolish and stupid. So she says, so much for reality. And then she walked away. Did she want to continue talking about reality? No. She was finished with that subject. She said, so much for reality. So much for meaning I'm finished talking about this. The topic is over. So much for reality, she said, and she walked away. Did she say so much for money? No, she did not. She said so much for reality. Did she want to talk about books? Did she want to stop talking about books? No, she wanted to stop talking about reality. What did she want to stop talking about? Well, she said, so much for reality. Enough of talking about reality. So much for the topic of reality. I'm done with the topic of reality. And then she walked away. Okay, very good. Next, I'm going to read it again. This time, I'm going to pause. I'm going to repeat a few of the key phrases with the new words, and I'll pause a little bit, and please repeat the phrase out loud. Repeat it again. Copy my pronunciation, copy my pauses, copy when I go up and when I go down, copy when I'm loud and when I'm soft. Copy my pronunciation exactly. If you need to pause with your iPod, use the pause button. It's okay. Here we go. Once there was a guy named Zed. Zed fervently believed he was better than everyone. Zed fervently believed he was better than everyone. Good. He knew with certitude that he was the best. He knew with certitude that he was the best. He had a grandiose view of himself. Good. He had a grandiose view of himself. This idea was unmutable. This idea was unmutable. One day, Zed's friend Shannon meandered up to him. One day, Zed's friend Shannon meandered up to him. She said, your ideas don't jibe with reality. She said, your ideas don't jibe with reality. Good. You failed high school, you are ugly, and everyone hates you. Shannon tried to provoke Zed. Good. Shannon tried to provoke Zed. She hoped to transmute his dogmatic belief into kindness. She hoped to transmute his dogmatic belief into kindness. Good. But Zed ignored her. He said, I failed high school because I was smarter than the teachers and they hated me, and you're just jealous. Shannon was incredulous. Shannon was incredulous. She couldn't believe Zed was so foolish and stupid. So much for reality, she said. So much for reality, she said.